Hello, and all that and all that. This is Archie, and this is Archie's Archives. And this week, I decided to play a lot of Bach piano music. This decision was triggered by having had posted on my Facebook page an interview with Andras Schiff, who is a famous pianist who plays a lot of Bach, and he plays a lot of Mozart, and I played stuff that he's performed on the show. But there are lots of pianists who love to play Bach, and they insist on playing Bach on the piano, and one of them is, of course, Andras Schiff. And another one is Glenn Gould, the late Glenn Gould, the legendary Canadian pianist. So we are going to hear little bits from both of them. Just to get the ball rolling, here is the prelude number 1 in C major, kind of a little introduction to the fugue. And actually, this is one of the best known pieces in the whole set of 48 preludes and 48 fugues, 24 preludes and 24 fugues. I haven't been counting carefully. This one is very well known, and it's actually been turned into an Ave Maria song by another fellow called Charles Gounod. So here is Glenn Gould playing it.
Thank you.
And here's that Ave Maria I told you about, played on a flute. Now here are the first few seconds of that interview that got me started in designing this show around playing Bach on the piano. The two voices unfortunately sound a little bit similar, but pretty soon if you listen you'll hear who is Andras Schiff and who is the interviewer. And they listen to them talking about an instrument called the clavichord.
To me, he's a divine presence and the greatest composer of all times. Most people would agree on that. I think that if you really dislike Bach, you keep quiet about it.
Let's talk about the elephant in the room, which is playing Bach on a modern piano. Do you want to share your thoughts
about
this?
That's the elephant, yes. Well, it's certainly an elephant, but it's a very useful elephant because it can do a lot of things. If you ask what's the right instrument for Bach, it's impossible to answer that question. Look at the 48, the well-tempered clavier. We cannot say what instrument it was written for. Klavier is a Sammelwort, a collective word. It means all the keyboard instruments that were available for Bach at the time. So that is first and foremost the clavichord. Beautiful little instrument for in a room, but already in this room, maybe in the first row you would be able to hear it, but already the second row you will have problems. And yet this was Bach's favorite instrument, and I have one of these in my home in Florence, and I love playing it, but really only for myself and maybe for one listener. But it's an essential instrument, not very practical.
Just in case you wanted to hear what a clavichord sounded like, here is the partita number 1 in B flat, the jig from the partita played by Richard Trigger on a clavichord.
¶¶
In this next clip, Andras Schiff says that certain pieces were written for public performances and they sound good on a harpsichord.
Then there is the harpsichord, which is more a more public instrument and certainly wonderful for certain pieces. The Goldberg Variations is a good example, or the Italian Concerto, really specifically written for a harpsichord with two manuals.
And one example he gives is the Italian Concerto. Here is Presto, very fast, and this is obviously a piece written for show, and so its brilliance is the whole thing. Subtlety is not really the aim here. Now we should listen to the Italian Concerto being played on a piano. And here is Glenn Gould playing it on a piano. But instead of playing the same movement, I'm playing the first movement, which is just allegro. Thank you.
And then there is Bach's most important instrument, which is the organ.
Since Andras Schiff, mentioned the organ, let's hear a little bit of organ music. And this is also from the Art of Fugue, with Glenn Gould playing an organ. This is the fourth fugue in the set. Those of you who remember the first fugue will see that the tune here is upside down, which is like an amazing thing that they used to do in those Baroque days. And I'll play a little bit of the original theme for you, and then fugue number four is the upside down tune. WXPI FM 88.5 in Williamsport. We've been listening to Archie's Archives. We've come to the quarter point. Stay tuned for the rest.